With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Israel has unleashed airstrikes across Iran for a third day, and it threatens even greater force. Israel's strikes have killed at least 406 people in Iran. Some Iranian missiles have evaded Israeli air defenses, and Israel says 14 people are dead. In an interview on ABC's This Week, Israeli Ambassador to the U.S. Michael Leder says their objective is to continue until Iran's nuclear and ballistic missile programs are set back for a very long, long time.
We've set them back dramatically, but not enough. And that's why this series of strikes is not going to end today or tomorrow, but only at a period of time, which may take weeks, when we are absolutely certain that the nuclear infrastructure, with the intention of weaponizing and threatening Israel, is terminated.
President Trump vetoed an Israeli plan to kill Iran's supreme leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, in an indication of how far Israel was prepared to go. President Trump halting immigration arrests at farms, restaurants, and hotels.
Admitting that his administration's immigration crackdown is hurting farmers and the hospitality business, the president directed immigration officers to stop arresting some undocumented residents.
We can't do that to our farmers and leisure, too, hotels. We're going to have to use a lot of common sense on that.
He said many of those people are great workers, even though they're not citizens. It's a change of tone for the president, who has promised the largest deportation operation in American history. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The manhunt continues for Vance Bolter, who authorities say fatally shot a Democratic state lawmaker and her husband in her suburban Minneapolis home. The suspect also shot and wounded a second lawmaker and his wife. This is SRN News. A lot of Americans think religion still carries weight in this country. SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
According to the latest Gallup poll, 34% of adults say faith is increasing its influence on life in the U.S. That's still only about a third of the population, but 1 year ago, only 20% believed this. Meanwhile, Gallup reports that a little less than half of Americans say religion is very important in their life, about the same as a year ago. The findings indicate that while religion is in decline here, it still wields a considerable amount of influence. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A federal judge has ruled that two government agencies cannot punish Catholic employers and health care providers if they refuse to pay for or provide sex change operations for their workers. The decision bars the Department of Health and Human Services from enforcing a rule it imposed in 2024 under President Biden. This is SRN News. Former Texas Republican Congressman Michael Burgess tells the Salem Radio Network that as important as it is to talk about the details of the recession package, there are other considerations on the way to passing the big, beautiful bill.
A bigger conversation or a longer conversation is how much of the federal budget Congress doesn't even vote on. It's automatic spending. We used to call it autopilot. years ago, Congress decided it was easier to let things go that way than to have to put your name by a vote on everything pro or con.
Congressman Michael Burgess. The Supreme Court is in the home stretch of a term that has lately been dominated by the Trump administration's emergency appeals of lower court orders seeking to slow down President Trump's efforts to remake the federal government. But the justices also have 21 cases to resolve that were argued between December and midway. More details at srnnews.com. I'm John Scott.